Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Doug Weed back on the show. Doug has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He is former advisor to two American presidents, served in the White House as a special assistant, including George H.W. Bush, co-founder and original board member of Mercy Corps. He's interviewed six presidents and first ladies, 19 of the president's children, and 12 presidential siblings. This guy's got, he's a historian, he's got the record. He's the author of 30 books, more than that, actually, sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including his new one, Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. And he's our good friend, Doug Weed. Welcome back.
Hi, thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. So, Doug, one of the things that I've been saying now for a long time, and I mean even before Trump, the Trump presidency, I'm talking about going back more than 20 years, because I saw this I saw the beginning of this in an overt way in the Clinton administration. I've been saying that we'll survive whoever the next president is. We're even going to survive the pandemic, but we may not survive a corrupt ideological media. In my opinion, they should be the point of the spear of our First Amendment, and that's way back in their rearview mirror. The corrupt media, and I'm not saying that it shouldn't matter to any of us, Republican or Democrat, who their angle is for or against. It should be, all of us should be upset that they have an angle. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, and it's been that way for a long time in modern history. Eisenhower dealt with it, and that was kind of the emergence of the power of television.
But it really got exposed in the Clinton administration, don't you think?
Yes, but it wasn't the Reagan administration. When Reagan would give a speech, the media would bracket it with a half hour on either side to tell the nation why he was lying and what was wrong about what he said. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to sit there and listen to them, and then Reagan would have to thread the needle, and he'd have his few minutes where he'd speak directly to the American people. And when he was done, the media would wrap it up by saying, well, this wasn't true, and this was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
so
I agree
with
that.
It's been around for a while.
I agree with that.
We just didn't have anybody take it on.
Well, that's right. But now, you know, I remember there was something that happened in George Bush's administration. One of the left's leading thought leaders, I don't remember who said this, but sometime around 05 or 06, this person said, you know, folks, just because George Bush said it doesn't mean it's a lie. Just the fact that he said it doesn't mean it's a lie. And that was, but you know what? We've never heard from that person again. I think they're in the bottom of the Puget Sound now. You know, they don't invite those people back, do they?
No. And you know, Jim, here's a chilling thought. I traveled a lot in the former Soviet Union, and there was a, there was a Soviet dissident poet, and he wrote this line: when truth is replaced by silence, that silence is a lie.
That's right.
And we have that today. It's mm-hmm. not just what the media says, it's what they don't say, like they don't cover the Hunter Biden story.
Right.
That, too, is misinformation and a lie, because we don't know what we don't know. That was the thing I learned in interviewing mm-hmm. people in the former Soviet Union. I'd say, well, which books were banned? They'd say, I don't know.
Well,
tell me
when,
a book,
well,
and I'll
when,
tell you
when
if I heard
to,
of it.
When I talk to Europeans about what's really going on over here in America, they watch CNN Europe, and they don't they block coverage over there. 20 years ago, they were doing this, and people would say, "I didn't know that," you know, and it was something that was everybody knew, you know, and so the other problem we have is they're turning out journalism graduates who actually believe their job is not to report the news, but to impact the news. They'll say that. The journalist students will say that. What do you think?
Well, it's driven by money. The whole academic opposition and the corporate media opposition is driven by money. Well, one thing is driven by China, both academia and big business.
Somebody once said the answer is money. What's the question? We're going to take a quick break and come right back with Doug Weed. His book is called Inside Trump's White House, The Real Story of His Presidency. It's 2022. Jim Blackson.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.